Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life.
Mr. Lee Greenwood, ladies and gentlemen.
Again, just my children and my wife.
Proud to be an American by Lee Greenwood.
Thank my lucky stars.
If you ever get a chance to hear him sing it in person, it'll take your breath away.
Cause the flag still stands.
It will choke you up. It's a great song. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating Memorial Day here on the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Joe Davis. Joe is Director of Public Affairs at VFW. And Veterans of Foreign Wars, that's VFW.org. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you can go to find the poll question. Actually, you can find out an article that I wrote about Memorial Day. You can find other things that I've written about Memorial Day. You can also find the poll question that I did on that we asked you about on Memorial Day, where so far it shows that 3/4 of you believe that most Americans don't understand the real, true meaning of Memorial Day. Joe Davis, what do you think about that poll?
That's because we don't teach people about Memorial Day anymore. I mean, it's like, why do teachers want to teach about our country's history? I mean, it's shameful that we don't teach about our country's history. I mean, we have history programs, we have history requirements, we have social studies that's required in all levels, but we're just not talking, because I guess patriotism just isn't
well,
anymore.
I don't understand that. If we have the ability to send people in harm's way, as long as we have that ability and that requirement to send people in harm's way, patriotism should be cool.
I absolutely agree with you. You know, it's like, I think we've talked about this before. You know, when I graduated high school in 1973, so as a youth, I never knew my country when it wasn't at war.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the high school graduating class of 2014. They also don't have
20,
no other country.
In the past decade, a little more than a decade, to Joe, we've had the equivalent of 20 years, a generation of war.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, the thing with the VFW, I mean, we're transitioning the national staff of the VFW as well, because, you know, right now the national commander of the VFW is a Vietnam veteran, but right on his heels is a Korean service, not Korean War, Korean service,
right,
which was post the armistice. You look at our national legislative staff, it is all full of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans, and the oldest guy is not even 44 or something like that.
Right.
And this is good. It's a good thing. It's a passing of the torch.
So I want to ask you about your thoughts on the VA healthcare situation that's going on right now.
We're very concerned with the VA, but it's not all the VA's fault. But first of all, let's understand the VA itself. It's got like 1,700 points of medical contact out there.
Mm-hmm.
You have 152 full-up VA hospitals. You have 820 community-based outpatient hospitals. Plus, you got the vet centers, and you got mobile vet centers and everything else like that. But everything out there right now is allegation. And allegations has produced conjecture, and you don't have to go turn a newspaper page or turn on any of the talk shows, and that's all they're talking about. But it's all pure, it's all conjecture right now.
Which I believe we will find out the truth. And I want to point out real quickly, Joe, as I've been doing all day and as I've been doing other places, that whatever issues we have at the VA medical care sector did not begin with the Obama administration, whether they've handled it well or not, whether there's some blame to go for them or not, whether there is or not, it did not originate with them. It did not originate with George W. Bush or Bill Clinton. It's been going on for a long time. And having said that, Joe, what should we do about this? Others have recommended that when somebody comes out of the military with any kind of a reason for future medical care as a result of their service, that we give them a gold plated, a platinum access to whatever the best private care can buy, and the government pays for it. What do you think?
Well, the VFW, we are not opposed to what you're talking about as a voucher for contracting out services. And the VA already has that authority to do that. for specialty care and in very remote parts of this country. Obviously that's very, very expensive. We're not talking about a TRICARE or a Medicare reimbursement now.
Right.
Because when the VA sends somebody out to the civilian market, you have to pay the civilian market's going mm-hmm. rate. For Medicare and for TRICARE, you basically, it's the pick a market basket survey, it's the bottom number, and then the government says, we'll pay you 75% of the bottom going rate.
Mm-hmm.
Waving the American flag behind you, saying you got to do it in patriotism. But these doctors and the healthcare professionals, they have staffs, they have their own homes
right.
and mortgages and rents they
right.
have to pay. So we understand that. So it's very, very expensive, and the VA obviously is hesitant to do that because it's all about money, obviously. But you know what, Joe?
We can find the money for all kinds of stupid things. Why can't we find the money for these people?
Well, the BFW...
I don't accept money as an excuse, because doggone it, we can find the money when we want it for stupid things.
Yeah, but I can't go into the stupid things that the government funds.
I know.
The BFW, we have three other co-partners in an annual product that we produce called the Independent Budget, and we've been doing it for 28 years.
Right.
It's basically the BFW, AMVET, Disabled American Veterans, and Paralyzed Veterans of America. So the four of us co-author the Independent Budget, and it basically deals with the health care, major and minor construction, and benefits, mm-hmm. et cetera, like that. It's basically a budget for veterans by veterans. And over the past 13 years of war, we have programmed somewhere around $25 billion in major and minor construction that the VA needs to have,
right.
whereas the VA's only been funded at around $13 billion
yeah.
for the major and minor construction.
So you can see where the problem is.
Well, if you don't have safe access, it impacts. If you don't have safe facilities, it impacts your access.
Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for all you're doing there on our nation's capital on Memorial Day. Come back soon.
All right, thanks again.
Joe Davis, ladies and gentlemen. Washington, that's VFW.org, by the way. Quick break, right after these messages, just you and me. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.